In the Spirit of Medicine, the essays of family practice doctor and Mille Lacs Band member, Dr. Arnie Vainio.
The COVID-19 pandemic has been with us for almost a year. In that year, businesses have closed and people have lost jobs. Wearing masks and keeping social distance have caused deep divisions among us. Hospitals have been overwhelmed and everyone working in healthcare has been affected. Deaths have been in the hundreds of thousands in the United States and are in the thousands daily. There are two new vaccines out and others on the horizon, and they are being given to those who are at the greatest risk first. There are scare stories and myths on social media and other places about the vaccines, and many people believe these myths. Fear has always been a powerful tool and has long been used to cause division. Fear is being used now, and it isn't always easy to know what to believe. This information is taken from the Mayo Clinic website and from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Social media and some other platforms are not a good source of information, and misinformation can and does spread quickly there. Myth: the COVID-19 vaccine can alter your DNA. This is simply not true. The vaccine is a messenger that is a recipe for the spike protein of the virus and does not interact with your DNA. Myth: minorities and people of color are guinea pigs for the vaccine. The fact is, there are trust issues in communities of color, and this lack of trust is based on history. Tribal people and people of color were included in the COVID-19 vaccine studies. The vaccines were shown to be 94% and 95% effective in everyone in the studies, and no one who got the vaccine had a serious case of COVID-19. Dr. Kazmikia Corbett is a female African-American scientist who was at the forefront of developing the vaccine. Myth: the vaccine isn't safe because it was rushed and hasn't been tested. People are worried about the speed at which the vaccine came out. This is a reflection of the current state of science and financial support given to developing the vaccine. Both vaccines have very little side effects and are 94% and 95% effective. Myth: you can get COVID-19 from the vaccine. This is not true. The vaccine does not use any form of the virus, and you cannot get COVID-19 from the vaccine. Myth: if I get the first dose of the vaccine, I won't need the second. This is not true. The first dose of the vaccine primes the immune system, and the second dose gives optimal immunity. Myth: if you get COVID-19, you don't need the vaccine. The fact is, immunity after infection might not last long, and even if you've had the COVID-19, you should still get the vaccine. Waiting 90 days after COVID-19 is reasonable. Myth: there is a microchip in the vaccine to track people or gather information on people. This is not true. There is no microchip in the vaccine. Myth: fetal tissue was used in the development or manufacture of the vaccine. This is not true, and no fetal tissue was used in the development or manufacture of the vaccine. Myth: COVID-19 vaccines have been linked to infertility or miscarriage. There is no evidence to support this in any of the clinical trials. No adverse pregnancy effects or miscarriages have been linked to the vaccine. Myth: you should not get the vaccine if you have an allergy to eggs. Fact: neither the Moderna or Pfizer vaccines are developed using eggs. Having an egg allergy does not mean you can't get the vaccine. Myth: getting the flu vaccine will prevent COVID-19. This is not true. These are different viral infections and the vaccines are different. Getting the flu shot every year and getting other vaccines as needed is still important during the COVID-19 pandemic. Myth: because vaccines are available, the pandemic is over. While the vaccines are going to be very helpful, the measures we have all gotten used to will still be needed. Covering your mouth and nose with a mask, social distancing, hand washing, and avoiding large gatherings are still going to be important while spread of the virus is monitored. How many people get vaccinated will also affect the duration of the pandemic. To prevent the fears from these myths, you should get your news from fact-based sources. The CDC, or Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Mayo Clinic, Johns Hopkins University, the World Health Organization, and the BBC are all good sources for COVID-19 information. We need your help to end this pandemic. Get the vaccine, both doses. I plan on getting the vaccine to protect my family, my community, my elders, and my patients. This will also protect the population at large. I plan on getting it as soon as it's offered to me. They didn't have that option the last time around, and 50 million people died. History doesn't have to repeat itself.
Dr. Arnie Vainio's essays on life, work, medicine, and spirit are published at Indians.com. And you can find the transcript of this story and more on our website at KUMD.org. In the Spirit of Medicine is produced by Dr. Arnie Vainio and Lisa Johnson, with music by Keith Sekola, and funded in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.